with Josh Matavesi. Welcome to the North East, Josh.
Thank you. It's been good weather today, so I think you've picked a good day.
I wrote an article for the programme quite a while ago saying I'm not English, I'm a Geordie. And I've heard that you said you're not English, you're Cornish. So tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty passionate down there. You know, there's a bridge that separates us. So, you know, for me, you know, growing up there, I've always, you know, been Cornish. No one ever says they're English. So no offence to the English, but, you know, it's just what it's where I'm from and, you know, how have you been brought up.
But you're an adopted Geordie now in your time on here. There's a good squad here, isn't there? There's a nice atmosphere. Everybody talks about it. Have you fitted in well?
It slotted right in, to be fair, and you know, it's quite helpful. I knew quite a lot of the Fijian boys here and the Tongan, so but they were away for the first few weeks here, so it was actually quite nice to get in and mix in people that, you know, that wouldn't normally just mix in with. It doesn't sound as bad as it is, but they've been really welcoming here, and you know, the squad is in a good place, and I think we're jumping at the bit now to get the season started.
Well, you played against the Falcons last year. I was down in Liberty Stadium when you came on for Ospreys and absolutely gave Newcastle a thousand down there. So, I mean, well, it was a sort of mixed emotions when they came looking for you, and Newcastle were on the bad side of a good hiding that night, but you obviously saw something that interested you.
Yeah, I sat down with Dean in a pub, and you know, pretty old school, and you know, that's what I like. You know, Dean's pretty up front, so he just told me the vision that he wanted and, you know, how we wanted to get there, and you know, he doesn't want to settle to, you know, just stay in the league. You know, he wants to push on. So for me, you know, that was pretty easy to, you know, and he's such an easy character to get on with, and him and Dave and what they've got going on, you know, I want to be part of that.
The club did finish within grasp of sixth place last year, so they weren't far away from Champions Cup rugby next season. That's got to be the ambition this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, and even higher, you know, this group's really ambitious, and I think we've got to keep it that way. We've got to keep getting hungry for success. So I think that's, you know, it breeds down to the academy coming through that, you know, we're not here to just survive. You know, we really want to push on and get that top four, you know, and push into the champions. So for me, you know, as soon as they said they want to try and win the league, I'm happy with that. You know, I didn't come here to, you know, just stay here and just survive. I came here to win, so I'm happy with that.
Dave Wilder as a player was an attacking player, always trying different things, adventurous. He's starting to put his stamp on the shape in attack that Newcastle are trying to work with. And in doing that, 10, 12, 13, or in modern rugby, they're key to both defence and attack. You must be enjoying accepting that responsibility of getting this team on the front foot.
No, really, I look forward to, you know, working alongside with Dave now for the last 2 months. You know, really brought the best out of me, and he, you know, he sees where I can fit in and, you know, bring up my strengths in this team. So just looking forward now to, you know, playing on the weekend and, you know, starting to, you know, show the crowd what I'm, you know, why they signed me, because I only played for like 10 minutes last week and I took a bang on the knee, so I felt a little bit hard done by.
Nothing serious?
No, nothing serious, just impact, and it was just caution. So you know, I really want to get out there and play well this week.
Well, you said Dean is pretty upfront in terms of the way you approach things. There's a good squad here. You know, your place isn't guaranteed. You've got to fight for it, and I guess that's what you want.
Yeah, that's what makes a successful club, you know. So with Juan, Maxime, Charis, there's young boys in the academy coming through now, Steve and Charlie Wilson. So, you know, they're on your heels, and you can't really afford to have a bad session. Even a training session, you can't really afford to be lax, you know, lazy and lackadaisical. So it's going to be better for everyone here, but, you know, personally, it's going to keep me, you know, driving forward.
It's always good to get a good start, and the fixtures that you've got, Sale and Worcester, home and away, and then a game in America. Saracens are never an easy proposition when you've got them either at Allianz Park or at Kingston Park, but in America it's a one-off game, it's a lot of travelling. I mean, there are three games at the start of the year that you've really got a chance of putting the marker down for the whole year.
Yeah, and we'll take it game by game. You know, sole focus is, you know, obviously Worcester first up, so we just want to get the little things right, detail, knowledge, knowing our roles, because there's a lot of new guys in the squad now. So for us, it's not, you know, taking it as a block, is taking it, we got Worcester, you know, that's how we're going to try and beat them. So no, I'm happy with that.
And so at the end of the year, you're going to be saying, I'm Cornish, but I'm also a Geordie in English.
Why aye.
Good lad. Thanks very much. Cheers, man. Cheers.